This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Garfield County officials are considering a proposal for 55 new gas wells in a Battlement Mesa neighborhood. Two citizen groups are fighting the development. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been following the issue. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
Garfield County is known for energy development. What's unique about this proposal?
Well, the community where these wells are proposed, Battlement Mesa, was originally marketed as a retirement community, golf and views and a mild climate. So residents there are concerned that their neighborhood is being industrialized. There are already over 50 gas wells being developed, and they're concerned about the pace at which development is happening.
And what's the latest round of concerns?
So both Battlement Concerned Citizens and the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance say that residents in this area haven't been sufficiently prepared for what lies ahead if this project is approved. Let me give some background on the approval process. URSA Resources will need to get approval from both the county and the state for this project. At the state level, because the proposed wells are within 500 feet of homes, URSA needs to get waivers signed from all the residents. They've been working on this. They've offered the residents some money, but Matt Sura, who's the attorney for these citizen groups, says the people living nearby are not prepared for the types of impacts they'll see.
Those folks should be compensated so they can move.
So he's pushing for enough money for temporary housing. Development of a gas well means 24/7 work for a long period of time of noise and trucks and lights and smells and more. And all of that would be happening in an area that is zoned for residential use. So that's where the county comes in.
And what would need to happen at the county level?
The county needs to go through a land use change, which is why this is in front of Garfield County Planning and Zoning. And in this case, Matt Sura and the groups he represents say residents just haven't been adequately notified. The county reportedly did not notify the residents who live closest to those wells, the ones living in the trailer park. The county says that because this is a land use issue, only the property owner needs to be informed. The residents in the trailer park are all renters. So Matt Sura says this is a classic case of broken environmental justice.
Environmental justice is ensuring that those who are least able to protect themselves, either through barriers in culture, in language, socioeconomic status, are protected by the government.
And Sura says because these residents weren't fully notified of what was being proposed in the neighborhood, that Garfield County violated this obligation to protect those who need it most.
Okay, so where is this proposal in the process? What's happening?
Well, there was that planning and zoning meeting last week, but nothing was decided because URSA asked to change the conditions of approval. So it will go back in front of that commission on September 26th.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth.
Yep.
Elizabeth Stewart Severy covers issues related to energy and the environment. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.